with Terrence and Mary Pratt to co-feature here for February 23rd. I don't know how that happens, but it does. Anyway, he's great. And we're going to have one more performer before feature time, and she's a poet, and I'm so pleased she came out tonight. Please give a big welcome to Linda Havel.
I didn't expect to be up here. I came to hear Carla and other people, and I just want to say that I just wish I had a guitar that I could play, because I love when I hear music to poems, and I've been writing poems and trying to organize them right now, but I brought them with me, not thinking of this. So this is one poem back in Framingham. My prayer to the front yard. So much gets lost lately. I remember prized bulbs that disappeared from our front yard. Fugitive daffodils tried to grow out of a webwork of pachysandra. Life changing beneath a birch tree. It was once planted to shade our baby as he reached over the playpen bars. Perhaps he was dreaming about bridges. He could not know then that a golden gate, he did not know, or how a bridge part breaks over time, the way branches drop from trees. Their wreckage makes hard work and disappearance. But not the moon. As each month, its light spreads like a prayer carpet. The birch bows to change, perhaps dreaming of life beyond this yard. That's what I brought tonight. Thank you.
That's Linda Havel, and I've heard her many times at Cheryl Peralt's Poetry Open Mic in Hopkinton, and I look forward to hearing more of her work. Big hand, please, for Linda Havel.